Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
White Mountains, Lancaster, New Hampshire, up here in northern New Hampshire, what we call above the notches. It is beautiful out there today. Frankly, these mountains, I've got Puke with me.
Hello.
Puke from Puke and the Gang. What's your website?
PukeandTheGang.com.
You could almost have guessed that.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it wasn't taken yet.
When these mountains here, the White Mountains, I don't think they're ever not a beautiful view. When they've got clouds around them, when they're bright, when it's bright, when it's morning, when it's evening,
yeah.
They're just amazing to see.
The only time is when it's pouring down heavy rain, you can't see them.
Yeah, I guess
that's not that much fun.
Not as much fun, but pouring down heavy rain isn't exactly. I mean, for as a farmer who's growing corn, it certainly doesn't bother me, but I prefer to be inside.
Right. The only time I don't like them is when you get blind drunk and you're stumbling around Porkfest and you go down that hill because you're looking at the mountains and you break an ankle.
You have Porcupine Freedom Festival has been going on here for about 4 days. What it is, well, it's a bunch of libertarians gathering in the woods and doing just all kinds of things. And many people call it like a crucible of a free society, what it might be like. People are open carrying weapons. They're making food. The kids are playing. Lots of parties going on. I hear karaoke. Sounds like somebody's stabbing a cat out there.
Yes.
It's awesome. Lots of speeches going on. What's your favorite part?
Just mainly wandering around being drunk. I do enjoy that. Meeting people. This year I'm doing photography for the event.
So I haven't ever noticed you to actually be inebriated.
Well, you can't tell because I get quieter the more drunk I get, and I'm already quiet. So I hide in the corner and just stare at people. So it doesn't work out very well for me. But.
Yeah, well, the problem with getting drunk is you got a headache in the morning now.
Oh, I had one this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got to watch out for that. We are, at this point, not taking calls. I don't have the internet connectivity to be able to take people's calls. So Free Talk Live will be a free interview live right now for the afternoon for right now. So for me, what it's the speeches today have been great. I got to see Bruce Fenton talking about Bitcoin. Have you seen the big Bitcoin tent that's out there?
Yeah, it's more like a UFO.
Yeah, it's a funny thing.
I do very much like that thing.
It's inflatable. It's a giant dome. Bitcoin, for the uninitiated, is it's an international peer-to-peer open source currency. So it allows the average individual to send and receive money, really paying nominal fees, very, very little pennies. And it also allows you to bank on your own, too. I think this is going to be a real game changer for people. The fact is that those who have controlled the money have always controlled the world, and now you can control your own money, and that will make a big difference. You big Bitcoin fan, Puke?
Not terribly. I had several Bitcoins back when they were a little bit cheaper, so I missed the boat when it was really cheap, and then I bought some, and then I sold them, and then they went really expensive, and I had already sold them, so I was just angry at them. So
you'll teach the Bitcoins, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I scold them and scowl at them every day.
So tell people about Puke and the Gang, the show.
Puke and the Gang is a nonsensical pile of crap that's called a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds right.
We started on your show. It was your fault. You had us in on Sundays,
yeah,
and then we broke off. That's been 4 years now. Got 196 episodes. All that kind of stuff. Very offensive and has no
redeeming value at all?
No, not really, or like intellectual anything. It's just nonsense.
What I noticed there's a lot of sound drops that you guys do during the show.
Yes.
Is it heavily produced or just a little bit of production?
I don't think it's heavily produced. We have music that we put in and we kind of like chop it up so that it flows nicely and the sound drops are live. Sometimes we do skits, but no, it's not heavily produced, but it's not necessarily just a flow of consciousness live thing.
How long is the show?
Generally 2 hours.
And how often do you produce it?
Once a week.
Oh, well, I guess.
And then we also have a VIP section where we do extra content for that, and then sometimes Nick Ryder, sitting right over here in the audience, he'll do like a news show or what he calls the break show, and basically where he talks about the news.
Got it. So. Well, I have been really enjoying Porkfest, and we're going to be talking all day about it and what's going on here. Ian will be in the next hour, but you know, I think that a Porkfest gets the reputation of being so much of a party thing going on, and there's certainly folks having a good time, alcohol, and God knows what else, but. You know, it is, at the same time, it's a family event. What I've referred to is as many congruent pork fests going on at the same time. So, for instance, my son Jack, who's out on the playground on a rail, you know, just about all day from sun up to sundown, for him it's a completely different pork fest than it is, say, for a young man who's, you know, here for the first time to have a good time.
Yeah, he doesn't drink much beer?
No, not much. Oh, okay. Not much at all. I've got Carla. Carla, can you say your last name for me? I'm going to take a shot at it, but I mess it up.
It's
say it one more time.
It's Erica.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Okay.
Eric is good enough.
Yeah, and what is that, Afrikaans?
Yes, Afrikaans.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Afrikaans. Got it. And you're the president of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Tell people about what the Free State Project is real quick.
The Free State Project is a mass migration movement to concentrate 20,000 liberty lovers in the state, great state, granite state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, why was New Hampshire chosen for the Free State Project?
Why don't you tell me?
The Free State Project. Well, what happened was is that they had 10 choices of states. They checked all of them to see which ones had the worst governments and, you know, those sorts of things. They wanted to have states that only had a population of 2 million or less. And then they did a vote. And now the vote wasn't a single vote. Like, you here in the United States, you kind of vote for one thing and that's it. You get your one vote. But this was a descending vote. So you one was your favorite, 10 was your least favorite. I can't remember all the states, but I could take a run at them. It was New Hampshire, Delaware, Vermont, North and South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, you know,
Alaska.
Really, Alaska, yeah, some less populated states. And, well, New Hampshire won soundly. I think it was, compared to Wyoming, it was relatively close with Wyoming, and then those two left everything else in the dust.
Yes.
As far as what the choices would be. And I think that many of the things that speak well for New Hampshire is it's a small state, so activists can coordinate relatively easily. You're never more than 3 hours from another activist, essentially. And most states can't say that.
I would say you're never more than 30 minutes, really, right? Well, because there are enough of us, and we're all over.
In many cases, you're only walking distance from activists. But, I mean, I guess the farthest activists tend to be no more than 3 hours from each other. You might be able to find a four-hour drive in New Hampshire, but you're going to have to go looking.
Yeah, you can't take a shower without at least one activist just jumping in with you.
So the idea is that we, you know, we concentrate here and then kind of see what happens. When you have 2,000 people in state, we're getting there. I shouldn't jump the gun on it, but we're getting there for 2,000 people in state. You're going to have lots of different personalities and lots of people trying different things. So, Carla, what do you think is sort of working most effectively for bringing about the ideas of liberty in New Hampshire?
What is most effective? I think it depends on what the goal is of the activism, but I do think over time we've at least started to wonder about what the goals are before it happens. And, you know, I think that activism has gotten better over time. People have learned. I like in-the-system stuff. I think it's great if people want to run for office. I personally don't. I don't.
There's a lot of people that have gotten elected as state reps and doesn't. I would say there's been probably low hundreds of activists elected to different positions, but in the state house, there's something like about 20% of the state house is liberty-oriented, as rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, so that's nominal libertarians. But no other state can really claim a libertarian veto. And now in our state, which is really, really special, if you want to get your conservative, your liberal bill through, it's going to have to appeal to the libertarian veto, or you're going to have to pass it with more than a 20% margin.
Right.
And that's not easy to do.
Exactly. So that's exciting. And I actually enjoy the civil disobedience as well. I think when well-structured and effective, it can actually affect change.
In the rare case that it's well structured and effective, it can.
Oh, you noticed the qualifiers.
Yeah, I mean, there was an interesting incident here at Pork Fest just was a couple of days ago, where two New Hampshire like Internal Revenue agents came. I want to tell you about that here. Just check us out at freetalklive.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're live here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the Rogers Campground. It is beautiful here. The sun is beginning to go down. I mean, it's not exactly sunset, but you get the idea that it might be heading that way. I just experienced the one-pot cook-off, which is, I got to say, a real highlight of the event.
Not marijuana-related.
Right. So... Yeah, there's that event too. So what it is basically people make a dish in one pot, and then they give everybody a little sample. Everybody is a judge that signs up, pays their ticket price, and then you rate everybody's dishes, and then at the end, I guess they aggregate the score, and then they hand out some kind of prize. What's the prize, Carla?
So I believe they split the pot of, they sell tickets.
It's like a 50-50
raffle, yeah. And then bragging rights, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were some good dishes there.
I mean, the caliber of food was really, I mean, these people, some of them are professional chefs, and it was pretty tasty. It was a good value for money.
Randy Clemens, the sriracha guy, the chef for the sriracha cookbooks, he prepared a dish. I rated that a 10. I gave out 4 10s from, I would say there might have been 16, 18 different sites. So I was thrifty with my 10s. I didn't rate anybody less than a 6, though. So
neither did I, but I only gave out 2 10s.
Yeah, I didn't know really how, I couldn't really... The food was too good to rate anybody below an average score.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
I think next year I'm just going to get a bunch of KFC macaroni and cheese and just warm that up.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's made out of plastic orange something. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, when I had my vasectomy operation, they gave me a Vicodin or something, some kind of pill.
Yeah, sure. Painkiller?
Right. And I took it maybe an hour before I showed up. They gave me another one. I was good and high by the end of it. And I just remember... My father-in-law stopped off at KFC, and I got to eat the macaroni and cheese, and I'm like, this is the best macaroni and cheese ever.
It's filled with so many chemicals, you just can't hate it.
Yeah, my wife would never have let me touch that under normal circumstances. So Peacekeeper is an app for your phone, and you know, iPhone and Android. And what it is it allows you to network with people around you. So in case of an emergency, you can use the app to sort of indicate what type of emergency is. It'll give you a location, and people who are close to you, closer than emergency responders, can respond even more quickly. And be there to, I don't know, bear witness to what happens, help if they can. It's really, I think, a fascinating idea. As emergency responder myself, I think it's a great idea. Seconds count in these circumstances. And you can be involved in rolling out of Peacekeeper 2.0. 1.0 showed that it was a viable app that people wanted and that there was some work to be done as far as programming goes. 2.0 is going to fix, you know, pretty much everything and show you that this is safer than dialing 911. Go to pk.freetalklive.com. That's PK as in Peacekeeper. pk.freetalklive.com to get involved in the Indiegogo campaign. So, Carla, we had here on site, we had some revenueers show up from the New Hampshire Department of Revenue or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was. But they showed up on site and they would just, you know, just want to check everybody's papers. And there was some, would you call that civil disobedience activism? I don't know, confrontational activism that occurred.
I mean, it's not illegal to film people in public, so much as I'd like to lay claim that even my case was civil disobedience, technically it really isn't, because mm-hmm. you weren't breaking a law.
You won a settlement, or what do they call that, a judgment in that case, right?
Yes, and got paid. I took a settlement.
I bet you did.
$57,500.
I just wish it had come out of the cops' paychecks. They
yes.
would really have learned a lesson then.
But you know, in my case, actually, the case says from now on forward, they no longer have qualified immunity.
Awesome.
So if it happens again in New Hampshire or one of the other surrounding states.
So it's the circuit court.
Yes.
Is that First Circuit Court?
First Court of Appeals, yep.
First Court of
Appeals.
Out
of Boston. So from now on, if it happens, we can sue them personally.
I did not know that, Carla.
Yes.
I'm really glad that you had that. So tell what happened at this event here.
So I was driving behind friends. We got pulled over. The police officer told me I could leave. I told him I was following the other vehicle and I didn't actually know where I was going and I didn't have GPS at the time and that I would just go park in the parking lot adjacent. I wasn't snippy, but I wasn't overly helpful either. I didn't roll down my window all the way, so I think that already sort of agitated him a little. And he seemed fairly aggressive for, you know, a late night, 11:30 on a March cold day, why are you pulling us over kind of situation. So I went to the parking lot, took out my camera. My camera's card was actually full, but I didn't want them to know that because I think having a camera there helps them to be more accountable.
I'll bet it does, yeah.
I was 30 feet away. I was behind a white picket fence, and I yelled, "I'm audio and video recording." Did not like that.
Yeah.
And so I, they called in two more squad cars. In the interim, in that sort of you can't swing a cat and not hit another activist way, friends of mine just happened to drive by, recognize our cars, and put out a port 411. So, you know, within 10 minutes, there were more porcupines on the scene late at night.
A porcupine is a person who's a mover for the Free State Project.
Thank you. Yep. And, yeah, so the cops showed up. They ordered me back into the vehicle. I got back into the vehicle, locked it, rolled up my windows. They asked for my license and registration. I refused to give it to them because technically I wasn't driving at the time. That's frustrated in the case. I wish we pushed that point because to me the logic is it's like if you're in Walmart and you're in the parking lot and the police officer like orders you to get into the vehicle and then orders you to give their ID, you know, you're either disobeying for not getting in the vehicle and you're going to get arrested or they're forcing you to give your papers.
That is fascinating. Yeah, it's a and you know, just because I happen to be in the driver's seat, does that mean that I have to have a driver's license? I haven't turned the vehicle on.
Right.
At what point do I become the operator?
They actually say under law, it's if the key is in the ignition. The car doesn't even have to be running.
Mm.
So
how does that law work with the keyless vehicles?
I don't put a key in the ignition.
Just in your pocket, right. And there's a push button.
Not in my wife's car, at least. So in this case here, at Porkfest, just a couple, you know, couple days ago, there was a situation the revenue is coming. Can you tell that story as best you can?
Yeah, well, I sort of just observed it from the outside. This year, they decided, the organizers, I don't have a radio, which I'm quite grateful for.
It keeps you from having to respond.
And it also helps to see if there's sort of a healthy vibe on the campground, because in past years you can tell when something's happening, right? The energy level changes, and I sort of felt something was like, you know, people were kind of running and I was like, what's going on? And so they said, you know, this is happening. I walked up the hill, so I really only visually saw the tail end. I talked to the property owner afterwards. I mean, I guess they rolled in. These guys had gone to Bike Week the week before. You know, they were here for their, you know, $200 hot dog tax,
I guess.
And probably didn't even likely entirely understand where or what they were doing.
Really? Oh, my.
They might have just seen vendors and showed up.
I would have guessed that they would have had to have known what they were dealing with, but apparently not. So they got the full keen activist treatment with cameras and
everywhere.
Hard questions, and pretty soon they're just running off and getting out of here. Carla, thanks so much for being on. Please, everybody go sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
I was like,
do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm Puke.
And Adam Kokesh.
Adam Kokesh sitting in. So, Adam, you've actually co-hosted the show in the past. When Ian was back in jail long ago for civil disobedience, you sat in for going on a week or something.
Aren't you supposed to describe that as his spiritual retreat?
The
keen activist spiritual retreat?
I don't play Ian's games. He doesn't play mine. He starts calling me King Mark the First. I'll start talking about the jail as the keen activist center two or whatever the heck he says. If you want to get some bitcoins, go to expresscoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether you're getting Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Dashcoin, they make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. For people in the U.S. or Canada, you can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app, ExpressCoin.com. If you use coupon code FTL and get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency, you can do it with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Adam Kokesh, besides being one of what I think is the most compelling speakers in the Liberty Movement, you've written a book recently.
Yeah, and most people are shocked because in high school I was voted least likely to ever finish a book.
That bad.
So come a long way from the Marine Corps to learning. Well, even as an activist, I still have a bad habit of learning things the Marine Corps way. And you probably know some of the stories I'm referring to in that. But it's been an incredible journey that I've been able to go on, and I've been so fortunate as a result of just luck and circumstance and the people that support people who do this kind of activism.
Give me an idea what what that journey is.
Yeah, well, it really has been a personal transformation that's happened very publicly. You know, I started with Iraq Veterans Against the War when I got out of the Marine Corps, and
yep.
Then at that point I was still a constitutionalist,
sure.
You know, and I was my gateway to the libertarian message was the Libertarian Party, and it was because in high school they said, do you want to be a Republican or Democrat? And I was like, wait, I don't have a choice. I have to be totally freaking lame. You know, and it's like, there's got to be some other option. And it was like a used car dealer taking to the back corner of the lot, you know, like, well, there's this thing here that we don't like to let people see, and you might get home with it. We're not sure what happened in the back seat, but it's called the Libertarian Party, and they like to be left alone. And I was like, yes, sign me up. You know, I was just a punk kid.
Yeah, sure.
And it took me 10 years even, because I joined the Marines after that, and I volunteered to go to Iraq even. And this is why I'm so passionate about people getting to the core of the messages, because there are a lot of people who, you know, call themselves libertarian, and that's fine to say, I believe in freedom. It's a great first step. Now let's help you understand that, what it really means. And a lot of people get stuck at different levels on the way to that truth. And so I volunteered to go to Iraq in 2004. I was in Fallujah for 7 months. And so my activism started when I got out of the Marines after getting in trouble for bringing a pistol back the first time, and I did a year. Like it was jail time.
I mean, that wanted to carry a gun with him? I mean, what's the problem?
I poker at Ocean's 11 in Oceanside and made more money doing that than I did in the Marines, but I was a sergeant who spoke Arabic, combat experience, mowing lawns and managing a barracks every day, waiting for them to process me for a military, basically.
Okay.
Through all of that. So when I got out, I was just disgruntled enough to really start questioning things. That led me to IVAW, Iraq Veterans Against the War, and it was then being surrounded by other veterans who were putting their lives on the line, who were so passionate about what they were doing, that I knew that they were genuine in what they were doing, having political conversations that came down to matters of opinion. I was like, no, I just wasn't satisfied with that, when if we really all have peace and love and, you know, human happiness at heart, there's got to be a more objective answer to basic political policy questions. And that led me down, you know, another path. And while I was running for office as a Republican.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I remember when you ran, but I couldn't remember what, didn't know which party it was. Yeah.
Good. I should have mentioned it.
Ron Paul's a Republican. So that's all
right. Well, it was part of the Ron Paul strategy. He endorsed our campaign, and it was a really exciting time to be doing something like that. But it was then that I read Ethics of Liberty by Rothbard that really took me to the bottom of that particular rabbit hole. But since then, even as an activist, what I mean by learning the hard way is finally now being a little more at peace with myself and applying what I see as the only two legitimate metrics to our activism, which is, do you reduce the amount of coercion in society, and do you win converts to a different way of thinking? And, you know, part of that comes from, you know, understanding that this is not a political movement. It's an anti-political movement. If politics is the conversation of who do we point the guns of government at to organize society, our premise is no from the beginning, then this is a philosophy movement, an ethics movement, and a morals movement.
In many ways, that's the case, yes.
And
some people try to do it through the political process, but yes.
Right, now, and politics can be a very powerful gateway to philosophy and morality and ethics, but, you know, rarely in the mainstream conversation. And
in national politics, it's just not even occurring. At this
right,
point. Yeah.
Well, it's deliberately avoided. I mean, it's deliberately obscured by the nature of government propaganda. So what I found is, like, you know, when I did Adam versus the Man as a 3-hour daily podcast, we had a pretty good audience, and we brought in a lot of people. And the best feedback I've ever had as an activist is, you woke me up. You changed my way of thinking. And it was beautiful to be a part of that for so many people. But in a way, I feel remiss in having even asked for donations and so much support that was effective in doing that, when really I realize now that it wasn't nearly as close to what I thought was the most effective that I could do to win converts. And for me, that's taking a step back from the kind of ego-driven, headline-grabbing activism that I'm for, and getting to the kinds of satisfying, deep, meaningful conversations with people that you care about from a position of love and sharing something that's beautiful to you and winning converts to a different way of thinking because they realize that it's an opportunity not just to solve pretty much all the world's problems, but, hey, it's going to make you happier and live more free. And if you come at it like that, nobody goes to you know, nobody responds to, hey, would you like to be happier and more free? Oh, I don't know. Who's going to build the roads? You know, you just don't get that objection. And it's beautiful to see, and especially here at Porkfest, if I may, that the culture, as much as this is like the retreat where everybody's coming together and celebrating the larger community, we see the culture shifting to that. That people are really going, oh, geez, we need to grow the movement. What really does that? And it's like any good politician, I'm getting in front of the riot and taking credit for it like it's my parade.
I get it. I totally have done the same things that you have done. But I'm willing to sort of forgive myself for learning along the way.
No regrets.
Right.
It's just, in the same way that you can look back at the costs of statism and mourn, you go, oh, geez. You know, I could have been that much more effective as an activist all those years. You've been at this longer than I have, but for me, I'm coming on. I guess I started really with full time activism with the Iraq Veterans Against the War, spring 2007.
Yeah,
so
you're not much farther along than we are. And
8 years now. You know,
I started doing the radio show, but I wasn't totally pro liberty back then either. I supported the invasion of Iraq.
Right.
And it took Iraq to make me realize, oh wow, this whole invasion crap just doesn't work. Once they the whole mission accomplished thing, I think that's what did it for me. Is it's like they're not done yet. They haven't been done.
Yeah.
And
well, I like
that's what I figured it out.
Obama just sent 400 consultants, right? Back to Iraq. They're consulting with bullets, I guess.
We're gonna consult the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Hurrah!
Everybody's getting pens and papers. This is how French Indochina turned into Vietnam, you know. And
right.
Who knows how it's going to go, but it's pretty obvious that things wouldn't be the way they are right now in Iraq if it hadn't have been for the invasion, the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
Right.
I'm not blaming George Bush, because I believe that Democrats and Republicans supported this from the beginning. I remember the ramp-up. It was every reporter out there was pounding the drum, all the big names. You were basically... I didn't hear very many people at all talking out against the war back then. It was like a 90% of the nation, it seemed like, was for it.
And he was mostly a paid cheerleader. But if I may, being so heavily involved with the Iraq Veterans Against the War and finding out after a couple of years, after Obama started running, that it wasn't really an anti-war movement, it was an anti-Bush movement, it was really disheartening. But
yeah.
The effect is that the lessons learned for the next war, Syria didn't happen, Iran hasn't happened, and I think slowly people learn.
Yeah, I think that's some of the benefit. I want to hear about your book. We didn't even get a chance to discuss it yet. And so just hold on if you would. Yeah, check out our Facebook page. You can get archives at archives.freetalklive.com for free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. I'm coming to you live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's King Mark the First.
I'll puke the jester the second, third, fifth.
And Adam Kokesh from thefreedomline.com.
We are coming to you live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Ian is taking, well, I guess like an hour off. He'll be back a little later in the show. He's doing karaoke down there. Sounds like they're torturing some animals or something. Not exactly sure what's going on. You know, karaoke, it always sounds better from up on the stage. Yeah, you can. We have an updates for Free Talk Live, and when important news comes through, you can get on our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Adam Kokesh, thanks for sitting in another segment with me. You have written a book. It's called Freedom. I want you to tell me, you're on a tour right now, and I want you to tell me about the tour and the book.
Well, it's the quickest, easiest way for someone to understand the proposition of a stateless society. And the way that we present this, and, you know, all over the country we've been running into people who are completely new to this, when you say this book is about creating a more harmonious, peaceful, and productive society by abolishing government, they want that. And it's such a simple thing to articulate it in the opposite way that, you know, I feel like I've been doing in the past. We want to abolish government. No. It's not because we want to run around naked with our hair on fire doing drugs all the time and shooting each other. No, it's because we want a more harmonious, peaceful, and productive society. But if you just start with that and avoid the confusion and make it clear what the intent is, then you're much more likely to get someone to open their mind up to at least take the time to consider this. And this is the most beautiful thing about the libertarian message, is that no one who considers it doesn't end up embracing it, because it's such a fundamental truth. There are some exceptions, but by and large, the people who don't get it or reject it are ones who really haven't taken the time to understand it. There are very, very, very few, maybe, you know, 5-10% of people who really take the time to understand it, that
that mount some crazy avoidance-based intellectual objection to it. But the vast majority of it go, wow, yeah, this is an obvious truth. People should be free. You own yourself. Nonviolence is essential to freedom and happiness. How about that?
Now, for me, what I do is I make a distinction between government and the state. So for me, I think that humans need some kind of governance. However, I think that the state is an organization that claims monopoly privilege over that that government. And so because governments can't compete against each other, we don't get very good ones. What we found is the free market generally makes products better.
Well, they do compete against each other. It's called war and territorialism and all that, but they don't let you choose.
Right. I suppose you can pick up and move in some cases. It's very difficult. The opportunity costs for picking up and moving to a new place. It's not like libertarians that have ever not been told, why don't you go to Somalia? You know? Well, actually, we've decided to move to New Hampshire, where... it's the freest state in the union, as rated by the Mercatus Center many times. So that's the only distinction I make there is that I think that people have been taught all their lives that they need government, and people do need their behavior governed in the same way that, you know, parents advise their children how to behave and that sort of thing. Ultimately, you know, there's consequences to your actions.
Well, I think a lot of people end up getting stuck in those kind of semantic arguments and having those conversations that derail, like, just, no, I need you to consider this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and you have to get, like, if you want to change the way people think, you have to make them think in the first place, right?
It's hard to make people think.
It's 2015. Holy crap, you got to twist someone's arm to get them to read a book these days.
Yeah.
It's 100 pages. It's free online in every format possible, including as an audiobook. And still...
Yeah, the audiobook, that's a good seller point.
Well, you know, I tell people now, you can listen to an audiobook and tell people that you read it. It's okay. You know,
I don't even know how to, like, I almost feel like I'm lying when I tell people that I've read the book when I've listened to it as an audiobook.
No. We're past that.
I just have to say.
It's 2015, Mark.
Yeah.
You're good.
I just have to say, yeah, I've read it, because it's too long of a conversation to say, oh, I listened to it on an audiobook. It's too long.
Well, what we should be doing as a movement, and what, like, I see as I was saying in the other segment about this cultural shift, I think the book represents that, and that's why I thought it was important to make that point earlier, in that the book is providing people with a way to communicate the message to people around them too. And we've seen great success already with people saying, well, I got my dad to read this book, or my mom, I got my family members, you know, I got my teacher to read this book. Even, you know, we have a lot of young high school students who are fans of mine from civil disobedience videos who are now like, well, how do we bring other people to this understanding? And, you know, winning arguments, winning debates or votes or petition signatures, that doesn't do it. Those are means to an end of the actual metrics of activism. Again, winning converts or reducing the coercion in society. And I think we kind of shy away from that. You know, we like to brag about view counts, and I'm as guilty of that as anybody else, obviously.
Yeah, I love the metrics, man.
Yeah, and some, you know, and you could, but again, I would rather have 1,000 views and know that I won 500 converts out of those 1,000 people who saw one video, then have 42 million views, and, you know, maybe have a couple hundred, you know, from all of that. Who
in many ways you're using the language of sort of religion and the good converts and these sorts of things. And I think that there's some parallels to a philosophy of religion, because, I mean, essentially these are just ways of.
Right. Yes.
I think I'm just too wishful in thinking as to think that these ideas have a lot more currency than they did 10 years ago. I don't know. Maybe it's just where I live and the people I surround myself with, but it seems like people are beginning to hear the message of liberty much more than they did a decade ago.
Absolutely. It's following a certain exponential or logarithmic curve, you know, maybe an S curve of the period of adoption over time, and we're still very near the beginning tail end of, or the beginning tail, I guess you would call it, of, you know, going out on this tour across America. It's been really amazing. And by the way, I have to apologize for some false advertising. It's not really the American Campfire Freedom Tour as much as the Adam Kokesh Avoids His Probation Officer Tour. And it's seeing people all over the country, you know, who are sharing in a different way. It's just, it's really beautiful. So, well, I got to say one other thing, though, about the way that people are striving to live by these values. If I may change the subject just briefly, because sure. We made an important announcement. It's actually the video that's uploading right now is to announce the Freedom Homestead Workshop. And I think this really goes in line with the theme of the movement evolving from, you know, fear and anger and sadness to, come join me in something that makes my life better and has empowered me to live more free. It's a great contradiction of a lot of libertarian activists to say things like, well, we want government to have as small a role in your life as possible, but we want to talk about it all the time, and we want to complain about it, and we want to be angry about it, and people go like, screw that, why would I ever want to be a part of that? And
yeah, I got to say that I was pretty angry about the state's intervention in people's lives and their depredations before I moved for the Free State Project. I remember the ruling from the Supreme Court regarding it was Kelo versus New London, where they ruled that the government could essentially take your property away mm-hmm. and give it to a private corporation. And I'm like, that's it. This world is crazy.
So the other thing is that a lot of people who advocate for freedom say, yeah, free life would be so much better, but I'm going to sit here in my apartment in a city where there are cops around all the time and I pay the highest taxes anywhere that I could possibly live, when an alternative lifestyle based on the values of the non-aggression principle, based on the values of freedom, based on respecting your fellow human beings, is one major leap away. So the Freedom Homestead Workshop is something we're hosting with our nonprofit in March, April next year in the Flagstaff, Arizona area. And for 30 students and 12 student staff, we're going to be building 6 different alternative construction method inspired one-bedroom homes, so people can experience all the different building techniques.
On-site or kind of mobile?
On-site. Okay. On-site. And then take classes like Earthships. I'm taking the Earthship Academy in October. I'm a big fan of Earthships. Okay. Very much looking forward to that.
What is that, an Earthship?
A fully self-sustainable off-the-grid home built primarily from recycled materials, the primary construction block of which is the packed earth tire. And then you have all sorts of amazing dynamics that allow it to be extremely efficient and able to live or support people with a built-in greenhouse for food production, thermal regulation, and a water collection and recycling system.
This works out. Yeah,
and then
that's interesting.
We're also going to be taking hands-on classes from amazing instructors on every single skill you could possibly want, for homesteading, from buying land to navigating the legal system to food production to raising free-range children and suspense. We've got Mike Adams on board to do food production.
Children or chicken?
Children, both actually. But we don't want to eat the children.
Do different things with the free-range chickens. I'll do it with the free-range chickens.
So we've got Mike Adams on board. We've got Jordan Page on board to do something about unschooling. We've got Cody Wilson on board to do a class on 3D printing and 3D printing guns. Of course, we're going to produce a video series, but the idea is to hand someone this complete skill set and say, it's all here, it's that easy. You might not even need all of this, but there's nothing else you need than this information that we present you to live a different life. And so that's actually going to be the next book in the series, Following Freedom. But before
where can people
get
go
that,
for the website?
This is thefreedomline.com. We'll have this up just later this evening. But if you want
Freedomline.com, you can meet all kinds of interesting folks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's nothing like it in the whole world. People call it a life-changing experience.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, in any cases, it is. Adam Kokesh, thanks so much for sending in.
My pleasure.
You can check us out. Our Facebook page is facebook.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles from 39 cents. Plus, solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.